This is Wade Bransky with the Chief Organizer's Report. A hard look at the Amazon Bessemer Union Election, Part 1. The results of the union election at the Amazon warehouse in Bessemer, Alabama are finally tallied, and the scorecard by the numbers was 1,798 voting no against being represented by the RWDSU, UFCW, with 738 voting yes for the RWDSU. There were 500 challenges that were uncounted in the box, largely by the company. There were 5,876 voters eligible to vote, and of that number, 3,036 actually voted, with 2,536 of those voted counted, and 2,840 workers who did not vote at all. The percentage of votes counted that favored the company was 70.9%, with the union polling 29.1%. There are 5 working days after the election when the union can file objections to the election conduct based on any evidence of unfair labor practices by the company on the winning side. The union has indicated that it will file such challenges. If the National Labor Relations Board finds that there is a prima facie case giving indications of the possibility of ULPs, then a hearing will be held, followed by a determination of whether a new election should be held. These are the raw facts of the matter. Opinions from all sides will be coming hot and heavy for a long time on this contest. The one thing that cannot be in dispute is that Amazon administered a beatdown to the union. The company didn't just try to win the election. They sought to totally humiliate the union and, if they were able, the entire labor movement. Any veteran union organizer or observer knew the union was going to lose, as Mike Elk of the Payday Report and I discussed on Wage World as the news of the election outcome was breaking. It was well reported that they had filed with only 2,000 workers out of the almost 6,000 asking for the election, meaning that they'd barely made the 30% showing of interest required under the NLRA to proceed. Unions almost never get lucky enough to win certification elections with a light showing, and elections are never about luck. That is a universal organizing rule, and against a deep-pocketed, ruthlessly anti-union employer like Amazon, it was bound to be even harder. Add to that the fact that the campaign had featured non-Amazon workers leafleting and trying to talk to people at the plant entrances going in and out of work, and it was painfully obvious that there was a weak in-plant committee that they were trying to shore up from the outside. Without a decent organizing committee inside, a union doesn't have a chance, and against Amazon, it would have needed to be rock solid. Elk noted that the drive was too quick, starting in June as a hot spot, and there was never any deep organizing, which is much the same point. Mail ballots in union elections often only see the most committed voting compared to manual elections. But to have 48.3% of the eligible voters not vote signals an abject failure on the union's GOTV effort, which they had to have known from their assessments long before the count. Said another way, they lost at least 1,000 of their original card signers and likely gained almost no support during the campaign. For Amazon to tactically challenge almost 500 voters when the company obviously knew the outcome as well as the union from their supervisors' assessments meant that the company was dead set on embarrassing RWDSU and not even allowing them to claim that this was a contest, and determined to send the labor movement a message that they should go away for good. In an additional coup de grace, some number of reporters, government officials, and others were able to observe the election count and endless challenges via live streaming. This almost never happens under the NLRB's concept of laboratory conditions for an election, so even though this was all by video rather than in person, I bet money that either party, company or union, had to agree or could have blocked this painful filming. For the hard-fisted Amazon lawyers to allow this streaming underscored their total confidence that they were going to administer a total and debilitating ass-whipping to the union. What was the union thinking? In a real organizing drive, rather than a publicity and political maneuver, no union organizer would have ever let this go to election. They would have filed in order to get the Excelsior list of the total workforce, in order to build a stronger organization to contend, but knowing they were going to be walloped, they would have used whatever ULPs they thought they had to block the election, even if it meant withdrawing a couple of months later so that they could try to come back again. This election was an act of hubris by one union that could have built the labor movement and momentum for workers to organize, but instead may have broken dreams that they built. There's more to say on this. This is Wade Bransky. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.